North Carolina is home to more early college high schools than any other state. Some of the most successful programs are in rural school districts. Early college high schools make it possible for students to earn an associate's degree while still in high school. Reporter Leonita Inge visited an early college in Vance County, whose results have been tracked since its inception. It's part of our series, Perils and Promise, Educating North Carolina's Rural Students.
The early college students in Vance County have made Vance Granville Community College a second home.
Hey, Anthony. These guys are our gamers.
Yeah, they're high schoolers who get to hang out in a college setting all day. But there are reminders they are still kids. Lunch is shipped in from a nearby elementary school. April Trejo is hanging out with her friend Chastity Copeland.
Everybody's on the same page. Everybody wants to graduate, and everybody respects each other, and everybody's friendly. It's not, no, I've been here. I've never been bullied. It's like generally a safe environment.
April and Chastity have a lot in common. They're both 17 years old and considered minorities. Their parents didn't graduate from college, and they had to be persuaded to try early college. And now they're both on track to graduate with associate's degrees next year. Chastity says she sold on the school.
It's a privilege. You know, you get kind of a higher learning than you would in traditional high school. Like, next semester I'm going to take, like, 4 college classes, so it'll be kind of overwhelming, but I think I can do it.
That's not surprising to Julie Edmonds. She's the program director for secondary school reform at the Serve Center at UNC Greensboro. She's been studying the state's early colleges since they first came on the scene in 2005. For the past decade, the Serve Center has been tracking thousands of students who applied for early colleges that selected students through a lottery. Edmonds says most of the 19 early colleges being tracked are in rural parts of the state, like the one in Vance County.
Students who have the same background, so they have the same academic background, they have the same parental background, they have the same motivation, and that really allows us to compare apples to apples.
They're students who would have otherwise struggled to go to college.
Our results are showing that if you don't have an intervention like the early college, those students will continue to struggle. And so the early college is really giving them that exposure earlier. It's helping them get those degrees earlier.
For example, 29% of the students in early college received their associate's degree 6 years after starting ninth grade, compared to 4% of students in the control group.
We've seen that in some of these rural communities, when you have early colleges in place, they can really kind of foster additional conversations about schools.
Other students out there are seeing our kids be successful, and so now they're wanting to do that.
Michael Bullard has been the principal of early college in Vance County since its inception in 2008. He said they had to do something.
I came from another high school here, and what I saw was not very many kids going to college. And the ones that were going to college were coming back first semester. You know, they weren't being successful.
Today, Bullard boasts success. He had an 89% early college high school graduation rate last year. This spring, he says they just may have a 100% graduation rate, a big difference from the graduation rates at the two main high schools in Vance County. Across the state, there are 77 early colleges and several in the pipeline. And at least one school district, Duplin County, is preparing to make all of its high schools early colleges. Leonida Inge, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.